and North Georgia.
Welcome to Be a Light, an outreach ministry of Community Baptist Church. Now, Pastor Doug Forrester.
Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to our Be a Light broadcast this morning. Thank you for tuning in today. It's a beautiful day that the Lord has given. I'm Pastor Doug Forrester from Community Baptist Church here in Gainesville, Georgia. It's a great honor to come before you this morning. We desire your prayers that the Lord would give us what we stand in need of, and we'll share the scripture and the songs with you this morning that would be pleasing unto the Lord. Let me go ahead and invite you this morning to our worship service that begins at 11 o'clock this morning. Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have services each Wednesday night at 7 o'clock and every other first, third, and fifth Sunday nights, 6 o'clock. Fifth Sunday nights are singing every fifth Sunday. And so we like to invite you to that. We've got a great singing coming up. We'll get that announced here in the very near future. We've got Deborah Perry and Jaden's call coming. I believe it's in August. I believe it's on our next fifth Sunday night singing. So we would like to invite you for that singing. We desire your prayers this morning, and we'll get into the scripture reading in just a moment. We'd like to go to the Lord in word of prayer. Certainly remember all those that have asked an interest in your prayers this week, and we'll try to remember those that have asked us to remember them as well. I'd love to be able to take a prayer request this morning, but God knows all about that. Let me say this. I appreciate the people that we run into from time to time that say they listen to our Be a Light broadcast every Sunday morning, and I certainly appreciate our regular listeners, and you know who you are this morning. If you're a first time tuning in, we'd like to welcome you, and we'd like to say we love you this morning. Bow with us as we pray. Our kind and gracious and loving Heavenly Father, God, we thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us, all that you will do. God, I know that we fail you each and every day. God, we're not worthy, God, of your blessings this morning, but God, I thank you, Lord, that you have blessed us, and God brought us down to this very present moment in time. God, I pray, Lord, for all the revivals that are going on in our communities. God, and I want to thank you, Lord, for the souls that we hear being saved. Lord, we pray that you bless the Bible schools that are still continuing. God, we pray, God, for our revival there at community, Lord, and all the other things that we try to do for you, God. I pray that we'll uplift your blessed and holy name, God, that we'll keep you first in our life. Thank you, oh God, that you've been so good to us and blessed us, God, down to this very present moment in time, God, and I pray, God, that we'll keep your commandments, and we'll let our light shine out in a lost and dying world, God, that people might see, Lord, that there's certainly a joy in serving you today. Thank you for salvation. God, I pray, Lord, if there be a listener that don't know you, Lord, as their Savior, God, I pray, Lord, that today would be that wonderful day, God, that they would accept you, Lord, on the terms of the gospel and be saved. Go with us now. Lead us, guide us, and direct us. Bless the singing. Bless the reading of your word, the preaching hour. God, each and everything that's done, may it be done for the glory of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. let me go ahead and introduce our first song this morning. It's sung by the Cathedral Quartet, and it's entitled I Can See the Hand. It's a wonderful song, so listen as the Cathedral sing for us to open the program. May God bless the singer.
When I look at the moon and stars in the sky,
I can see the hand of the Father.
In the valley so deep and rivers so wide,
I can see the hand of the Father.
I can see the hand.
Appreciate the good song. I can see the hand of the Lord surely this morning. In our spirit, I can see that hand and how it blesses us each and every day. Thank God for the singing today. Turn with us to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6, and we're going to read some scripture there, and I don't know how much scripture we'll read in that chapter. This is what is on our heart today, and I don't know what we'll do with it. We may just read. I thought about just reading just some of the real more popular verses in the Bible. I don't know. God changed our mind on that, though. So we'll read this, and this is, I tell you, this scripture that'll certainly help you this morning, and very, very another familiar passage of scripture on down in the middle of the chapter. It talks about the putting on the armor of God, and I don't know how much we'll say this morning, but let me go ahead and begin to read Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 1. And it reads like this, be much in prayer for us. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Verse number 2, honor thy father and thy and mother, which is the first commandment which with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And your fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. I tell you, these are great commandments from the Lord today that we hold fast unto Him, and we do His blessed and His holy will. And as I begin to read this in verse number 4, and your fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Now, I began to think about, as good as we can do, and as humbly as we try to serve the Lord, we've got to put Him first in our life. And when we, the Lord has blessed us with children, and even you know, there may be people that maybe not have children, but I believe it just simply is telling us to love them, that is we're obligated to love one another this morning and train up these children. I believe scripture over in another place is train up a child in which he shall go. When he gets old, he'll not depart from it. When people say, well, maybe they didn't turn out like I thought they did. When I brought them to church, I raised them in church, I tried to plant the seed of the Lord in their heart. Hey, that's between them and God. But I believe we're obligated to bring them up, and just like the scripture says, in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, we can't make them accept Christ. We can't make them do good and keep the Lord's commandments. But hey, we can teach them the right way that they should go. And verse number 5, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And let me stop there, and I'll pick up reading again just a minute. And verse number 6 says, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. What does that mean this morning? Think about it for just a minute. Pray for us that we'll open our minds and hearts up, that we might see what God wants us to bring to you this morning. But I thought about here as when the Lord calls us into His work, whatever that work might be. I'm not in this thing to please mankind. I'm not in this to please myself or other people this morning, but I want to be found doing the will of God. And that's really what's in our heart today. We can't serve God and do His will with mind service today, but we need to do it with heart service from the very depths of our heart, from our inner most parts of us. We need to really serve God in its fullest extent this morning. We can boast of ourselves and say, hey, look at me, look what I do, and I attend church, I do all these other things, but hey, that might look good to the eye, but God knows the sincere desires of that heart. He knows the sincere intentions of your heart today. Do the will of God from the heart with good will, doing service as the Lord and not to men. Men would maybe have us to do things that might bring a reproach or harm upon us, but God would never allow us or do those things that would not be pleasing unto him and get by with it this morning. But we need to do the work of God and do what we do for the Lord. Do it quickly, for time is running out today. Do the will of God. Do the will, do the good will, doing service as to the Lord, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And let's go ahead and look at verse number 9. You continue to pray for us this morning that we'll show you that. It's upon our heart today. And you masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is their respect of persons with him. Hey, he loves us all the same this morning. He wants to bless us all the same. Doesn't matter who we are or how long we've been saved or, you know, what our knowledge is this morning, our knowledge of the Bible, our knowledge of life in general. But God wants to bless us, each and every one, the same measure today. The Bible said here, he is no respecter of persons. Verse number 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. How do we be strong in the Lord today? We put our total, trust in him. We put our total faith in him. We put our total desires in him this morning, that we desire to do the work of the Heavenly Father today, that we not please others, we not please ourselves, but we might please God today. How else can we be strong in the Lord? And these next few verses that we're about to read to you about putting on the whole armor of God, that'll help us be strong in the Lord, because Satan wants to bind us down. He wants us to defeat us today. He wants to have his glory in our life, not the glory of God. And hey, if we're not careful today, we'll fall into the hands of Satan. We'll fall into those snares that he puts out there for us each and every day, trying to trip us up. So let's read here, start beginning in verse number 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, I tell you, you think it's not a warfare. You think it's not a battle out here to keep God's commandments and keep on that straight and narrow way. Then you better think again, because the devil is out there. He wants to destroy each and every one of us today. Verse number 13, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God. I want you to think about that for just a minute. Take unto each and every one of us. We, every individual, needs to put on that whole armor of God. Why do we need to do that? Continue reading in verse number 13, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I tell you, that's ought to bring strength to us today, and knowing that all we got to do this morning is just simply put on the armor of God, that we might equip ourselves, if you'll have it, this morning with the instruments of God, with the armor of God, and we can conquer many things here in this world. Verse number 15, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And I tell you, Satan, boy, he throws those darts at us. He shoots those darts at us continually. He doesn't let up. But I tell you, at the name of the Lord, he'll flee every time. And we always need to be reminded of that. We need to be constantly aware. If we come to him like David come before Goliath, a representation of those that evil and that destructor, and he come unto Goliath in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe at the very name of Jesus, Goliath was defeated. Verse number 17, and take on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And I tell you, this word that I hold before me, before you today, on the authority of God's word, is sharper than any two-edged sword. It'll make the evil to flee from us. We bring the sword of the Spirit, which is the word. I believe over I believe it is John. I'm sorry. Where it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. That is the Bible, the Word here, the strength, the sword, if you'll have it today. Bring it before all the evil things. They'll certainly have to flee from us. Let me go ahead and read a few more verses. I'm probably just going to go ahead and read the rest of that chapter before we run out of time. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. I won't read the rest of that chapter. There's about four other verses if you have your Bibles, and we'll read the remaining part of that. We're just about out of time. I wanted to get the rest of that a couple verses in right there. Pray always with all prayer, and just, in other words, just lay it all out there on the line wouldn't the Lord be humble, be sincere when we pray and watch and wait on the Lord, be strong in the Lord, and no matter what comes our way, continue to stand strong, stand fast with that whole armor of God on, that we might be ready to fight the battle at whatever cost today. And thanks be unto God. He said he'd never leave us. He'd never forsake us, and he'll be with us all the way, even to the end of the world. And I'm glad that when we have the strength of God, when we look up toward heaven, we can speak boldly as we ought today. Now, I've tried to speak as boldly as I can today for the glory of God. And I hope and pray that you got something out of it. And I appreciate your prayers this morning. And we love you today. Community Baptist Church loves you. And that's why we bring this program to you each and every Sunday. I want you to remember that this morning. You might feel like nobody loves you today, but hey, we love you. God loves you today. Listen as the Isaacs close us out with another wonderful song, I Believe in a Hill. And I'm thankful for that hill called Calvary this morning. So listen as the Isaacs sing for us, Believe in a Hill. May God bless you, is our prayer.
I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cost, and when time
this life with its great mysteries, surely someday will come to an end. But faith will conquer the darkness and death, and will lead me at last to my friend.
I believe that the Christ who was slain on the cross has the power to change lives today. For he changed
hill.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.